What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live at East. If it's in that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Podcast. Maybe listening to us as a, on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7. You may have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, you're listening to us. We appreciate the fuckaroni Tony baloney out of it.
Yay.
Hi, Gobbler.
Gobbler.
Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
And join us during the show on our social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yay.
That's all I got.
Yay.
Welcome, everybody. It's Faithless Friday.
Where you at, Jeebus?
That's it. My name's Patrick Vile. Let's get this potty started.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning into the show, everybody. It's Friday. This is where we tell Sky God to eat a big dick, right?
Well, I prefer to tell Sky God's followers to eat big dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't.
You too.
I don't talk to anybody that doesn't exist.
You don't talk to nothing? That's weird. A lot of people talk to nothing.
Well, good for them. Just don't make me talk to nothing.
Well.
Or don't make us follow your bullshit religious laws.
Not
then we're all good. You can do what you want.
Not possible.
Let's launch right into it, shall we? And see what's going on in the old headlines.
Ooh, yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right. Thanks for tuning
Waiting
in
for this to load.
Load. Lots of loads.
Sure. I just came back from the dentist.
How was
Orthodontist,
it?
Orthodontist, I
oh,
should
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
At my advanced age. Guess who's getting braces?
At Vile Experience.
Not braces, but Invisalign.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Which is even much better.
We should get them as a sponsor and they can pay for your teeth.
That would be fucking spectacular.
Right.
Because that shit costs a lot of money.
Right. That's right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Think if you have kids and each one of the little rugrats needs their teeth straightened.
I right.
mean, you're in it for...
That's why a lot of people pull out.
God. Not enough.
Yeah, really.
Oh, this is the headline over at the HuffPo. I saw this earlier. In fact, I have the clip pulled.
Oh, shit.
And I think I shared it on the social medias earlier.
Right.
Our president out... talking on the lawn.
Oh, okay.
Had the nerve to invoke George Floyd's name.
Oh, fuck.
As a prop, basically, to crow about the unemployment numbers that came out.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Which shows that we gained 2.5 million jobs in May or something like that. But people are saying, no, we regained 2 million jobs. This wasn't 2 million jobs being created out of nowhere. These are people going back to work that were
I'm raising my hand. And also those loans that the government gave out for payroll loans.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're kind of inflated, right? And once those payroll loans go away or whatever, once they stop, Well, what will happen to those employees?
So Trump talking about these, not, I mean, you know, it's good that we got more jobs back, but it ain't good. It's still, we're still at 14% unemployment. And by the way, black unemployment is the highest it's been in decades. So when he crows about the blacks being employed and how much George Floyd is looking down, liking it, here he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's massaging the numbers, right?
George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
What is he? It's a great, great day. It's a great day. Did she get caught up in your headphones?
She pulled me out of the chair by walking through my headphones.
Oh, there you go.
Damn, Shelby. I'm sorry, I was in your way.
The intern.
You know.
Tomorrow, the intern's anniversary, by the way.
Oh, okay.
1 year.
What do you want to do, dog?
1 year here.
What do you want to do, intern? Okay. You know how I think of this? I think about my dad passed away. And I think about how I would feel if this fucking fascist was telling me what my dad was thinking from some weird, fucked up, non-existent heaven. I would feel infuriated. Fuck this guy.
Well, and given what's going on, how dare he invoke George Floyd's name at all? When he's sending out the army.
Yeah, yeah.
To go after, and you know, fuck you, conservatives. They're not just going after rioters.
Yes.
They are initiating. We have tons of video of police creating the violence in all of these encounters, in many of these encounters.
Don't you think? I mean, obviously, this is him trying to create a false narrative that our country is okay.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
we're back.
Well, and COVID's gone and we've got racial equality and everybody's got a job all of a sudden.
These white Republicans, they do not want to talk about police reform.
It's and a great day.
They're breaking their dicks to bend the narrative like there's no coronavirus. The cops are fine. Everyone's kneeling. Everyone's hugging. Everyone loves each other. They don't. Our country doesn't.
The president's reference to the man who died after a Minneapolis police officer pinned his neck to the ground was countered to an appeal by the Reverend Al Sharpton during Floyd's Thursday afternoon memorial service. Sharpton said, "For those that have an agenda that are not about justice, this family will not let you use George as a prop."
Yes.
Well, too late. He just did.
Right. But that's their whole thing. These fucking cops and Trump and these fucking Republicans think that people will stop protesting when the cops may have pretty little photo ops, when the cops hug and they kneel and Trump comes out and lies about the unemployment. He'll think people will be like, oh, wait, America's okay. That's what he thinks.
Meanwhile, during this address, he in this conference, he went on about how we need to have more force on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Trump said it's called dominate the streets.
Ooh, yeah.
He told governors not to be too proud to call him for additional law enforcement support. These governors are telling him, keep the fuck out. Keep your jackboots out of my state.
Wait. I thought the governors were supposed to go it on their own. What if they need PPE? What if they need ventilators? Well,
but that's different than knocking black heads together. That's something Trump is way into.
Yeah. Jeez.
Way into.
He like fetishizes this bullshit, this police thuggery. Oh my God. What a gross fuck.
So there you
fuck.
Go. Donald Trump, you know, just when you think he can't go lower, we find that he can.
He's a piece of shit, Pat.
Drudge Report headline. It wasn't good for Trump before. Fortress 1600. They've got pictures of these new ridiculous fences that he put up.
Oh my gosh.
And in fact, earlier on the Twitter trending was the term baby gate.
Yeah. Like, oh,
look,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, look, he's got a baby gate.
Somebody's in. What do they call that thing you put babies in? Like a not a stroller, but a pen. It's like a cage you put a kid in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, this dog is chasing.
She's chasing a fly.
A
We're
fucking
fucked.
Fly. We are going to have some civil unrest in the studio. Does she ever catch these flies?
Oh my God. Is this true? Thanks, So Cool Podcast, for tweeting us. Tweet us during the show anytime, everybody. So Cool Podcast, by the way, go listen to those guys. We also stream them,
yes,
a few times a week. Ooh, here, yeah. on the network, on our streaming network.
Funny, informative,
Chicago guys
stream.
He tweeted, he retweeted a Tom Angora, New York City producer, director.
Okay,
directed a musical. Oh, musical, okay. Without a star, without right. A musical about Star Wars, Wonderettes, and Naked Boys Singing.
Oh, Naked Boys Singing. I did a play. I did a Christmas play in Chicago fucking years ago at the Bailiwick Theater, little theater on the north side of Chicago. And our show was at 8 o'clock. It was a Christmas scooter. It was like this stupid fucking family Christmas show about the origin of Christmas trees and shit like that. And then the show after us, the late show, was Naked Boys Singing. And Naked Boys Singing is literally naked
dudes, guys singing.
And there's no reveal. There's no reveal. They just walk out on stage with their dicks out and start singing. And yes, there's a kick line.
They're great.
Yeah.
Tom Angora tweeted, this is retweeted by the So Cool Podcast. Check them out on where you get your podcasts.
Yes.
The gay internet is exploding over Lindsey Graham today. That's a double-edged term.
Right.
An army of gay escorts are claiming Lindsey has used their services for years and are trying to figure out how to get around the NDA he has them all sign.
So an army.
It's rumored that DC male escorts know Senator Graham as Lady G.
Wow, an army, though? An army of gay escorts. Jeez. Well, listen, Lindsey, I don't care. I don't fucking care if you... Lindsey, I literally don't care if you're on the Senate floor with a dick in your mouth or whatever the dicks are doing. I don't care. But it would be nice if you didn't vote against gay legislation and things of nature. If you weren't such a fucking fascist, that would be nice.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody fucking cares who you fuck, Lindsey.
Except your own scummy, smelly rat fink party.
Yeah.
Your base, your evangelical base, Lindsey. Lady G, is that why you're denying your own sexuality?
Lady G. Damn.
Which rock on with your heart on. I don't care where you do what you
right,
do.
Right, right.
Again.
I'm just wondering
it's
what.
It's the hypocrisy and the legislating painful pain to your own kind.
When the animators finally get to this segment on Friday, what will the image of Lindsey Graham rocking on with his heart on look like?
I don't. Well, I might ask for that not to be animated.
Oh, that's getting animated.
An hour ago. But doesn't Trump know that Drew Brees slithered away from his comments?
Yeah,
Drew Brees, quarterback, a few days ago was like, I don't like when they kneel, basically. And excoriated his own teammates tweeting shit at him, et cetera, et cetera. And yesterday, I think it was last night or this morning, he was like, "Oh, I apologize.
Ah.
I need to learn to listen to my fellow man better." Blah blah blah.
We don't buy it.
Trump tweeted an hour ago, "I'm a big fan of Drew Brees. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, but he should not have taken back his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag. Old Glory is to be revered, cherished, and flown high. We should be standing up straight and tall, ideally with a salute or hand on heart. There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag. All caps, no kneeling." He's not protesting the flag. I don't know how many times we have to explain this to these morons.
Well,
he's not protesting the flag. He's not protesting the military. He is protesting what is going on in this country, the summary execution of black people on the streets by these thugs who are now proving themselves to be pretty woke when they're out beating people on the streets. They don't care if you're white, black, old, young, a kid.
They're just violent.
Spray you with pepper spray. They give zero fucks.
They're just angry and fucking violent. He said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States, America, or our country. How can you take that back? I'm curious, though. What does he mean? Like, it's a mistake? Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's the...
He was saying, I was wrong. I didn't, I wasn't thinking. I need to listen to what my friends are saying, what my friends of color are saying, et cetera.
And Drew Brees, I just want to say kudos to the people that wrote you that apology. I think they did an okay job with it, but no one believes you. No one fucking believes you, you racist fuckhead.
So Trump telling him he shouldn't have done it. Step by step, you will see my heart for exactly what it is and the way everyone around me sees it. I'm sorry it has taken this long to act and participate in a meaningful way, but I am your ally in this fight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he does,
yeah,
welcome.
Hey, you know what, Drew? You know what your value is? You white, privileged motherfucker who has some ability to throw a football accurately. Your value to society is that wallet. Break out the wallet. Start spending money, you motherfucker. That's your value.
He says, I'm sorry. I will do better. I will be part of the solution.
Yeah. Get your wallet out.
I'm sure he will.
Good.
So good. If it took shaming him to do the right thing, then yeah, welcome. We're happy you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. And the problem is, Drew, when you and other white dickheads like yourself that people idolize for some reason because they throw a fucking ball, when you say shitty things like that, it makes dickheads feel okay about doing bad things to black people. That's the issue.
The Saints met virtually as a team and spent the entire meeting yesterday discussing the last few days. Drew Brees addressed the team and apologized. One player said it got real in their discussions. It was very emotional. Another player told the press that we love Drew through it all.
Well, that's nice.
There are forgiving people out there.
I just
we do exist.
Right. But here's how I feel about that shit. If you're a person of color and you want to forgive Drew Brees, go ahead, man. I'm not gonna say one fucking thing.
Well, I'm taking my cue from. If the black members on his team are forgiving him, then
yeah.
I have no skin in the game.
Right. But
pun intended.
Yes. If I had a team in his, however the football shit works, if I had an opposing team, I don't know. I guess it's illegal to say, hey, here's a bonus. If you hit Drew extra hard, you can't do that, right? That's illegal.
Correct.
Okay. What a bummer.
Oh, God. I'm just looking at a Trump tweet. Anyway, so those are the headlines. Fortress 1600 is the headline over the Drudge Report about how the president. Gosh, did Obama have to put up extra fences outside the White House because people don't like him?
No, he might have had to put up extra fences because people loved him and they wanted to come see him.
George Bush and those guys lied us into a war. Thousands of our people were killed for profits for Dick Cheney and Halliburton and shit like that. Blackwater.
Yeah.
Nobody, they didn't attack the White House. George Bush never had to go hide in the bunker, inspect the bunker.
Well, I think you're talking about Republicans that say they keep the quiet part quiet.
Not anymore.
I mean, you think about all the people that died in that war, Iraqis, Americans. I mean, it's amazing we didn't see this kind of protest for that. I mean, that's horrific.
In the 72 hours since Monday's melee at Lafayette Square, the White House has been transformed into a veritable fortress. The physical manifestation of Trump's vision of law and order domination over millions of Americans who have taken to the streets to protest racial injustice. The White House is now so heavily fortified, it resembles the monarchical palaces,
monarchical
or authoritarian compounds of regimes in faraway lands.
Yay.
Strikingly incongruous with the historic role of the executive mansion.
Jeez. Got, you know, just, I just will throw this out here. I'm just a little cut liberal hippie fuck that voted for Hillary. What do I know?
Yeah.
What do I know?
I voted for the email lady.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Jeez, Pat. Thank God. Imagine. What did he say? What did Trump say about Hillary? She would be serving her first term as president from prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And how can you elect somebody president who's under FBI investigation?
You think if there was unrest in D.C., there were demonstrations, you think Hillary would be like, well, I guess it's time to inspect that bunker?
No, I mean, that's what's happened before. When there has been unrest, the Secret Service is all like, we got to take you to the bunker. And every president up till now has said, I'm not going to the bunker. That is a bad look at best.
And I mean, I don't know. The White House is protected, right?
Yeah, way.
I mean,
way protected.
What do they think? What are these protest? Jesus Christ! These cops are macing kids in the eyeballs. No one's getting to the White House.
The second headline over the Drudge Report is a story that has been happening every day now.
Yes,
Trump's approval rating has dropped again.
Oh shit!
Since a couple days ago.
Right.
Only.
Yes.
Joe Biden in this poll, this is a, I don't know if I ever heard of this, IBD, he's going after the fly again.
Oh, yeah.
IBD TIPP poll, I don't know what that is.
That's my favorite.
Trump's job approval is at its lowest point in 2 years.
Well, geez.
And Americans are now giving him negative marks on handling the COVID pandemic. Oh, well, shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. How many people are dead?
110, 120. Jeez. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is leading the generic presidential race 45 to 42 among registered voters after they were tied a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm laughing at this dog chasing the fly. It is pretty fucking amazing.
Trump also has lost a 1-point lead among independents, is now trailing Biden by 5 points.
Damn!
Among independents.
Oh, shit. Wow.
People who describe themselves as investors now back Biden, 46 to 44. That means the money guys.
Oh, shit, guys.
After he was down 5 points to Trump in the previous poll.
Now, that's a big deal because in this country, people just give a fuck about money.
Correct.
So that's a big deal right there.
I mean, that's it. They say there's no good news for Trump. And
wow.
There was a report that his group met with him and, like, you know, told him what's going on. Things aren't going well. And that's why he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And rage tweeting from the toilet in the bunker.
Yeah. Do you think Stephen Miller's jaw is sore? Come here, Gollum.
Or Lady G.
Lindsay, I've heard good things. Bring that mouth.
How sad that he has to use male escorts
which
is fine, but sign them to NDAs and live this closeted pretend life that he's desperate to not let out because he knows that the people that he is trying to woo every time he runs would not vote for him simply because he is gay.
If there are any Republican politicians right now in the closet, just know, switch to the other party. You can come out of the closet and be gay. Nobody will give a fuck.
How could you be gay and be a Republican? It's utterly baffling to me.
Well, it might have something to do with the money, Pat.
And black, too.
Yeah. Oh, do you think it's possible that Lindsay is racist?
From South Carolina? Come on.
Shit.
We've got, the headlines are that Trump is in the latest polls.
Yeah.
Ain't doing so well.
Right.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
To President Trump.
That's right. You know what's crazy? Not to get back on the Drew Brees thing, but compare him to Kaepernick. Like, Kaepernick did that thing. All he did was kneel during the anthem. They shut him out. You think Drew Brees will have a job? You think Drew Brees is going to be able to find a job? He's going to still be on the Saints? Are they going to fire him or what?
Of course.
But the cap.
He's good.
The cap kneeled.
Right. And by the way, Cap had a less than great year that year.
Yeah.
Which may have contributed to it also. I think the, right. I think the, maybe, I don't know, but the owners may have had more spine.
Right.
If he was,
More
popular. But then they, you know, when you've got the president tweeting against you, firing up his deplorable base who started tweeting boycott the NFL.
And who are the
people? I'm never watching football again, which is a lie.
And who are these gross assholes that own football teams? Bob
Rich
Kraft.
Old white guys for the most part.
And I think what they didn't like, I don't think they liked the black man standing up to them. You know, I don't think they like that. And really, honestly, don't you think the cap should run for something for office and maybe no more football and the concussions and shit like that? It's dangerous.
So there you go. That's your headlines, everybody.
Yay. Are things better than yesterday, the same, or worse? Are we trending upward as a country? I think
in regards to
just, you know, I don't know. In general, let me ask you something. Are we closer to our own inevitable destruction or farther away from it than we were yesterday? You know what I'm asking? Like,
probably about the same. I mean,
oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's
I guess.
Good job, everybody. That's good.
So last night, a viral video rocked the social medias and everything, and
oh shit,
of some jackboots in Buffalo, New York.
Yes,
a 75-year-old man making his way towards them, and I think if you look in his hand, I don't know the whole story, but if you look in his hand as he's walking up to them, it looks like he's got one of their helmets that somebody had dropped or lost.
Yeah.
And he's trying to give it back to him or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it might even be that. Jackboot pushes him down. He stumbles backward, cracks his head on the pavement, lays there unconscious with his ear bleeding instantly.
I didn't see the video. I saw pictures of it, man. I hate shit like that.
And then the thug, the criminal who hit him, walks away. And then the worst part, to show what inhumans these creatures have become.
Yes.
Several of them just walk over him, walk right by him as he's laying there like convulsing with his ear bleeding. He was standing there and not a threat, not violent, none of the above.
He was just there.
And approaching them, in fact, I think with a helmet. One of the other cops knelt down to look like he was going to see, oh my God, are you okay? And one of his buddies picked him up and said, no, we got to go.
Yeah.
Like, leave him there. We got to go.
Go do what? They got to go fucking oppress people. We got to go. We got to go fucking kill some other people.
This room is going to be a disaster with this dog chasing this fly.
Just buzzed my head, and there it is again. All right.
An investigation is underway in an incident that Governor Andrew Cuomo, who yesterday lost a lot of points when he was saying, I'm not seeing any of these any of this police brutality going on. I don't know what you're talking about. Now he called the video and the attack wholly unjustified, utterly disgraceful. The man is in serious condition in hospital with a concussion.
Is he going to live?
He isn't serious. He's a 75-year-old man with a concussion. Video of the demonstration shows a row of officers walking towards the man to push him down. His head bleeds on the sidewalk as other officers walk past him, some looking down. But get this. So they put the two officers that pushed him down.
Yeah.
On once they once after a couple hours of social media outrage, they put him on unpaid suspension.
Oh, okay.
Right away.
Jeez. Right.
But now this is the issue that we're having in this country.
Yes.
57 other officers on that team have resigned in solidarity.
Oh.
With their buddies.
Yeah. See, I
but they haven't resigned from the force. They've resigned from that special team.
See,
so they're still getting paid.
Right.
They still got jobs. There's nothing honorable about what these fucking blue cunts have done.
See, I thought these blue cunts resigned in protest over what their fellow thug in blue did. I thought they were disgusted.
No.
But it's quite the opposite. That was my first thought when I read the story. And I was, you're not allowed to be shocked anymore about how horrible these fucking cops are, but damn. Why?
Buffalo Police Benevolent Association.
Oh, so is that the cops union?
Scumbag.
Instant, fuck you guys.
If you're the head of a police union, you've got to prove to me you're not a scumbag piece of shit. That's the way it goes in this country. 57 resigned in disgust because of the treatment of two of their members who were simply executing orders all over Twitter. Nuremberg is trending. Because that's the Nazi defense that was not allowed to be used. You were not allowed to say, "Viva, just following the orders." You can't.
Right.
You can't.
Because like, I don't know what people want from this country in the future. But if we want to have like a reasonable society, these cops that are on tape have to fucking pay. These motherfuckers
and the ones
have
that,
to fucking pay.
The ones that walk past him need to pay.
They all need to pay.
Fire.
Fuck them.
Summarily fire them.
Because society would pay. That guy's
right.
Paying.
The man, Martin Gugino.
Gugino.
Is his name. Is hospitalized in serious but stable condition.
Right.
The demonstrators in Niagara Square there were calling for racial justice.
Yes.
Based on the initial video, police issued a statement that said Gugino tripped and fell.
How shameful.
Right. So, I mean,
but don't they know?
How is this not proof that police forces are corrupt from top to fucking bottom?
You know what's weird about what you just said? Don't they know people fucking, don't they know people that this was caught on camera? That there's footage of this? And why lie?
I saw a good tweet today from a pundit who said, the police have been coming out in force to basically say, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're not policing us. You're not reforming us. Fuck you. We're going to go out and knock heads and beat the shit out of anybody. Don't you film us, CNN, or we're going to shoot pepper spray at you. Don't you holler at me, black man, from across the street, or I'm going to run across the street and bring four of my boys with you and club the shit out of you.
But like when they fired tear gas at, say, like that MSNBC crew, didn't they figure that MSNBC was filming?
They don't care.
But they know there's evidence of what they're doing.
They are out to intimidate. Shit. And they thought they would get away with it. And what's happening is they're not getting away with it.
God.
The public ain't putting up with it. Trending last night and today was we've seen enough.
Yeah.
Hashtag we've seen enough. We're done.
I mean,
we've seen enough about with the police to how anyone can just blanket support police after, what, 100 videos we've got now, at least, of these police? And none of them are videos of people going after Antifa, breaking a window. None of them are after somebody who's throwing a Molotov cocktail. Go after those people. We agree.
Yeah.
These are people, when they decide it's curfew time,
and
they're going to clean the streets.
Right.
And they just start marching down a sidewalk with the like a grinder,
and they
with their batons flying.
I think it was L.A. Man. I mean, dude, it was L.A. and it was in our fucking neighborhood that we used to walk around all the fucking time. our neighborhood, I saw cops or National Guardsmen or whatever just beating people with sticks.
Yeah.
Beating people. All they're doing is existing. All they're doing is being present. And by the way, I'm not a fucking lawyer, but I think we're allowed to be present and exist on a public sidewalk. I get, and not but, get but beaten they're using with a
those,
club.
They're using those curfew orders to get their violence masturbation done every night.
Yeah, well, is that
instead
what
of going
is?
Home and beating their wives and kids, they're going to take it out on the public.
They get off on this.
Well, look at them.
Yeah,
look at many of them.
And the, what I don't understand is like, God, dude, you see these cops go up to people that are standing there in defiance, not violent. They're standing there, and these cops will walk up to them and spray them
right
in the fucking face.
The one guy pulled down a guy's COVID mask and sprayed him in the face.
Well,
the cop went up, pulled this mask down, sprayed him in the face, and the guy was literally just standing there.
You know, man, that cop has to fucking pay.
But I mean, look online. There's got to be 100 now videos of these individual incidents of these, and you know, the SUV plowing through the people in New York.
Well, hey, listen, cops, if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you work for us, you little fucking bitches, you little fucking piggies.
They don't.
Serve and protect. Yeah. What are they serving and protecting?
It's funny when I watch those First Amendment odds and everything, and if you watch those, you would be unsurprised by any of this.
Yeah.
Because none of these First Amendment auditors are committing a crime.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. They're just there, right? I mean, you're allowed to take pictures of shit.
That, you know, it's probably 80% of the cops, 20% roll up and they're nice and they know what's going on. But it seems like about 80% of them roll up ready to crack heads. And there'll be a guy walking on the street doing nothing. He's got a camera. And they even get a call that says there's a guy on the sidewalk taking pictures, none of which is illegal. 0.0. Anything you see from the sidewalk, you could take a picture of.
Yeah.
And they roll up and they start talking to the guy, and the guy will start to say something and be like, "Shut up. I'm doing the talking."
Oh, God.
Immediately.
Where does that come from?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Where does that entitlement come from?
Well, exactly. Shit, it's a dominance thing. They're just nasty cunts.
Yeah.
Many of them. And violent.
Right.
Domineering. Why don't they have like 40% higher incidence of domestic violence? What does that tell you about the culture?
They're assholes.
About
the
cop culture.
They're violent. They need to hit things to feel good about themselves.
People are saying this. Julian Castro tweeted, "This is a police riot." In video after video, police give the American people more reasons to take to the streets to demand change. We need a wholesale overhaul of policing.
You know what, man?
Julian Castro.
And if you're a cop,
would have made a great president, by the way.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Why don't these cops just quit? Why don't you just take your badge off? And your fucking gun and all
what are
your
they gonna
bullshit.
Do?
Who gives a fuck?
What are they going to do? Run security at it somewhere and
not be? You're right. They don't want to quit. Though.
What
they
can these thugs do?
Do they like it? They like this. They like this. Do they like being a fascist? Do they like being an instrument of the state just to enforce austerity?
Look at them.
God, why are they in armor?
Look at some of these guys when they're, you can tell when there's groups of them and they're standing around. You could pick out the two or three that are just roided and coked up or Adderalled up or something. And they're twitching. They're moving back and forth. They're hitting their billy club in their hand. They're just like, come on, let me go. Let me go. Fuck some people up, man. Let me go.
Yeah. It's gross.
They need to be removed.
Yeah.
Removed.
And these fucking guys, I mean, I'm sorry. People on these videos that you can identify their face and see them doing crimes need to go to jail. They don't need to be in society. They're fucking loons, man.
Right. Oh, a new Lincoln Project. God, these guys are cranking them out fast.
God.
This is the story of a coward and a commander. The coward Trump dodged the draft. Jim Mattis led American troops for 40 years. While a frightened Trump hides from protesters in a deep bunker, firing off tweets.
Jim Mattis does what he's always done, leads. While Donald Trump angrily attacks, General Mattis's words deserve to be heard by every American. Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime who does not try to unite the American people, does not even pretend to try. Instead, he tries to divide us. We know that we are better than the abuse of executive authority. We must reject and hold accountable those in office who would make a mockery of our Constitution. Militarizing our response, as we witnessed in Washington, D.C., sets up a conflict, a false conflict, between the military and civilian society. It erodes the moral ground that ensures a trusted bond between men and women in uniform and the society they are sworn to protect. Who do you trust, the coward or the commander?
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Donate to those guys. Rick Wilson working his butt off to crank out some really good shit.
Is that also Kellyanne's husband in that?
George Conway is part of the Lincoln Project.
Boy, do you think Trump sees these and he's like, Kellyanne, come here. I'm mad at your husband. That's a good one. Shit. The Jared one isn't out yet. I haven't
not
missed
yet,
that because that's the one
not
I'm
yet.
Waiting on. God, how's our...
They're, you know, something's happening every day. They're cranking out.
Yeah. What's Jared's role in all this policing bullshit and this fucking bunker bitch shit? Like, with his response to the protest, what do you think his role is? Is he sucking off Trump? Is he cheering him on? Is he encouraging this?
Who knows what's going on?
Right.
Behind those closed doors.
God. I mean, surely there'll be more books, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be, man.
Yeah.
All these fucking Nazis. We need to, but see, the thing is, we got to know what's going on in the White House because there has to be an inquiry, right? People have to know what they did. People have to know, did Hope Hicks suggest to Trump to do this illegal military action to clear the fucking church?
Well, no, her idea was you should go to that church at some point.
Yeah, and then, right.
And Trump made it, I'm going now, because he was pissy that people were calling him bunker bitch.
Was it his call? Was it her call to tear gas people?
No, that was Barr.
Oh, okay. Okay.
William Barr.
Right. I just think all these people in the White House need to go to fucking jail. They're garbage.
It is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Hey, Jeebus, what's going on, man? Are you paying? Is Jeebus on vacation big time or what the fuck? If you're an
one could argue for a couple thousand years, but sure.
If you're an evangelical, if you're one of these preachers, are you still mouth vomiting the bullshit of mysterious ways or what do you just are you busy banging altar boys or what's your deal?
They have to be outed. They have to be hunted down. They have to be given a trial. And that trial could be a military trial.
You notice how Rick Wiles had to pause there for a second because he's talking about liberal activists. They need to be hunted down. He was just about to say, and kill them.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to stop and say, oh, I better say they deserve a trial just to so I don't sound like the monstrous fuck cunt that I am.
Well, I hope this fuck cunt has scotch guarded his carpets because it looks like he's just seems like he's squirting all over the place.
Hunt it down. They have to be given a trial. And that trial could be.
Oh, wait, here's the longer version.
Ooh, yeah.
This is a Right Wing Watch, y'all.
God, what a dick.
Round up.
Oops.
A regime in power that is going to try to round up conservatives. Confiscate guns, put people in detention, in detention centers, and so forth. You know what? This is turning out to be Haman's gallows.
Oh, brother.
What they plan for the church, for conservatives, for patriots, what they planned is going to be flipped around on them. Mm. There's a Republican president in the White House right now who's brought the military in.
So they really, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Nobody's throwing you in camps, Ricky. We just want you to shut the fuck up. And stop persecuting gay people. Stop persecuting Jews, you anti-Semite prick. Stop persecuting everybody else that's not a white Christian. That's all we want. Nobody's throwing you in prison camps.
Yeah.
As wistful as we may be for that.
Well, we've been doing the crab diving podcast for a long fucking time. And you know, I think the deal is, though, that's all these guys know how to do is play the little victim and crawl up on the cross and sound like little bitches. And
listen to them say, talk about how horrible it is to have your freedoms taken away and be thrown in a camp. Yet here he is whipping his little pecker out and. But it's his hands a blur how fast it's moving.
Yeah.
Over the thought of liberals being thrown summarily. We'll give them military tribunals.
And if you take a look at this country, you pull back and look at the hellscape that it's turned into. I mean, the zero tolerance shit. There are people in fucking camps.
No, right.
So, I mean, that exists.
Completely flipped on them. And I have to think that privately last night, a lot of them were starting to become afraid. I'm talking not the thugs in the street. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the leaders, the ones who know that their names are linked to these organizations, secretly linked.
Get your shots of whiskey ready.
Yes.
For a Soros reference, everyone.
Oh, shit.
The bank accounts, the flow of money, the meetings. The trail of emails, text messages, that if the federal government comes in and begins a serious investigation, it's going to lead to some very powerful people, and the U.S. government is going to seize their bank accounts, seize their assets, and put some of these people in prison. That's where this is going right now. If President Trump does not let up, if Attorney General Barr stays behind him,
ooh, yeah.
If the military...
I think it's more the other way around, but sure.
Oh, Terry.
You don't think it versatile?
Stays with the president. If the U.S. military...
I don't think Trump's dick could get past anybody's butt cheeks.
I think you're right. That's a good point, Pat.
Terry gets involved in this insurrection in the terms of finding who is carrying it out.
Right.
The moment they shoot a soldier...
Time out! I'm so sorry. The second banana here, Doc, is... Did you hear his first thing? He was like,
That's what he gets the big bucks for.
And he just, what did he just say? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
The game changes.
The game changes, ooh, doesn't it? The moment they kill American troops in the streets, this game changes completely.
So he's eagerly anticipating troops being put on the streets who will probably be killing people left and right at that point. But the second something happens to one of those troops, then that's it.
What?
And that's all they're talking about now is there's like one cop that's been hurt. And one cop killed, but it wasn't even in the protests.
Right.
But they're invoking his name left and right, which is horrible. We don't want anybody to die. But that's all we're hearing about now on the right.
Right.
What about that cop?
I mean,
here's 100 people. Well, a 16-year-old is blinded in one eye from a rubber bullet.
And I'll tell you what about that cop. You know, that cop, it's sad that cop's dead, but that cop is a cop. And you know, George Floyd is dead because he's black. And George Floyd couldn't take his skin off and not be
his
black.
His uniform.
Yeah. This cop could not be a cop. All you cops out there that are bitching about the protests, you don't have to be cops. You could fucking quit. And I know it would be rough on you, but think about it. If your job entails killing people, beating innocent people, gassing your fellow Americans, maybe it's time to quit. Maybe. That's the fucking truth. These cops should quit. And they could. It's their choice to be cops.
Boy, how glass half full are you that you thought those cops at first resigned in protest for what their violent thug brothers did?
I'll explain that to you. That's the product. I went to school in Georgia. School system of Georgia. And I read that, and that speaks to my reading comprehension level. And I took 2 years of French. And this is all I can say. Est-ce que tu joues football? Est-ce que tu joues tennis? Est-ce que tu joues hockey? Est-ce que tu joues volleyball? And yeah, my reading comprehension probably sucks a little. But yeah, that's...
It's not your reading comprehension. That's what they said. They that they resigned.
Yeah. I see. I'm hopeful. I was just hoping. I'm like, that would be great. But see, that would make sense to me. If let's say you have a job, right?
I do.
And I have a job. And if all of a sudden my job one day was my boss sent me an email and said, hey, I need you to go to Lowe's. And I don't know where you pick up a billy club or a gun. I'm sure there's plenty of places to buy guns around here. And I need you to go beat, shoot, mace, oppress your fellow Americans. I might quit. I would quit. So these cops that are choosing not to quit are choosing to do this. No one's forcing you to be a fucking cop. I know we all have bills to pay, but George Floyd is dead. So go fuck yourself, thug.
It's more Rick Wiles.
Absolutely, because now the military is going to hunt them down.
They truly become the enemy of the people.
That's right. This thing's going to backfire on them. And I have to believe that there are people inside these far left groups right now who are very scared today that they may be outed as part of a communist underground in this country. It's one thing to have communist beliefs. I wouldn't support putting people in jail for having communist beliefs.
Oh, you lie.
But there's a tremendous but coming,
you
right?
Lie, yeah.
But when you organize to overthrow the government of the United States and to implement a communist revolution and you are burning buildings and killing people. You are now an enemy of the country.
Using violence to enforce your political beliefs. That's right. Terrorism.
That's right. And they have.
Yes, it is.
God, second
exactly,
banana.
That's third banana. Exactly.
Oh, what the fuck?
Exactly what Trump is doing. Terrorism.
Can I ask you a question? How many people does it take to put together a right-wing nut job shitbag podcast?
They're no longer
like this?
At home, by the way. They're in the True News studios. There are all three of them sitting in the,
you
in the
guys.
Newsroom.
Please socially distance. It would be horrible if you guys all got coronavirus.
Using violence to enforce your political beliefs.
That's right.
As terrorism.
That's right. And they have to be outed. They have to be hunted down. Ooh, they have to be they have to be given a trial. And that trial could be a military trial. You realize this? Yes. They could be given a military trial. Once you're declared a terrorist organization, you don't have constitutional rights.
You're akin to the people we have.
Where are you taken to? Guantanamo.
So he wants Soros, Obama, Hillary.
You know, all right, Leah,
taken to Guantanamo.
You know, Rick, Doc, and third fucking shitbag banana. Why don't you take this fucked up murder, whatever the shit is, bullshit. And why don't you tell this to George Floyd's daughter? What if it was your father that the cops killed? What about that?
You may see people in these far left organizations transported to Guantanamo and waterboarded to confess who's funding the organizations. I know my enemies watch me. I hope you soiled your pants.
You soiled
far from
pants.
It, bitch. Far from
you
it.
You soiled your pants, you little bootlicker fucking fascist, motherfucking Jesus-sucking dickhead. Fuck your face. Go fuck yourself. Oh, my God. Who, my God. Rick Wiles, what did your parents fucking do to you?
My enemies watch me. I hope you soiled your pants. I hope you're scared right now.
Oh, my God.
Because the pendulum is swinging.
Come over here.
You've been ripping this country apart for decades. You've been harassing God-fearing men and women, smearing people's names and reputations, fomenting sedition and revolution, poisoning the minds of children, defiling people's souls. And now... You're on the verge of being outed.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
God, you piece of shit.
Rick Wiles.
Fucking piece of shit.
Getting one of his quarterly hard-ons over the fact that they may be rounding up killing.
He only gets one hard-on per fiscal quarter? Okay.
There's a lot of banging going
on. Rick Wiles' wife, please, run for the hills. Oh, my God. Gee, or Doc. Who sucks him off when he's pontificating this trash? You un-American fuckhead. What if it was these people? I just don't understand. Because, see, when I see bad shit happening like this on TV, I always think, God, that George Floyd has a family. And that thing that happened to George Floyd radiates outward. And there's all kinds of bad things that happen to our society because of that. People lose a father, you know, a brother, a grand, whatever the fuck. That's the travesty of it. Does Rick Wiles not think like that, or Doc, no, or third fucking banana fuckhead? No, they don't, no, have these thoughts.
No, they're
what's
busy,
wrong?
They're busy pushing each other to see who can get to the top of the cross first.
Rick, what did your parents do to you? What did your parents do to you?
Took him to church every day.
Oh yeah,
probably.
This
probably beat him.
Oh yeah, yeah. This Jeebus shit is just it's vile, man. It really fucks people up.
The way it's practiced, sure.
Yeah.
Again, if you read that book, I don't know. Jesus sounds like a pretty righteous hippie dude.
Yeah. Jeez.
Turn the other cheek kind of right. shit and not liking rich people and all that stuff. And
he was black.
Way
Rick.
Into socialism.
Does it bother Rick Wiles that Jesus was black?
No, brown.
Okay. Yeah, brown. Does it bother him though, or is he? Shit, that you know, we play a lot of fucking assholes. He's the worst. He Rick Wiles is the worst, right? That guy.
I don't know. I mean,
I know we're not done with the show yet, but he's the worst. Oh. 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 Hey. Oh.
Oh. Oh. This is a racist Trump supporter in McAllen, Texas, threatening peaceful protesters with a chainsaw.
Okay. You said Texas?
McAllen, Texas.
Okay, and I thought that was a chainsaw. God.
Go home! Go home! Go home! Don't let those fucking niggas up there fool you!
There you go!
There we go! There we go. That's who these people are.
This is who they are.
Don't let those fucking niggas up there fool you. Don't let the fucking trash and Antifa bullshit people fool you. Don't let these pendejos right here. Don't let these fucking assholes lie to you. Don't let them lie to you. This is a valley.
There you go.
Where are the cops protecting us from that guy? Where are the fucking cops? I mean, really?
He probably is one.
God damn.
His brother is one.
What did is Mattis the guy that said that maybe this American experiment is coming to an end?
No, someone? That was Alan.
I concur. I fucking concur. Yeah. Oh God, these chainsaw. The other guy with a bow and arrow. Fuck me. This is like the most fucked up version of the game Clue ever.
Well, hold on. I pulled some Trump's America stories,
God,
of course, for this Friday. You want a little bit of good news, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely, Pat.
Given what's going on. I'm waiting for this to load.
Yes. God, you know what I read too, that this, the tear gas that you, because of the way tear gas affects your body and shit in a negative way, it also could spread the coronavirus. Because there's a lot more coughing and shit.
Oh, great.
You know, that's good.
Spectacular.
Fauci's saying he's trying to, I don't know, convince the president to not use tear gas or some bullshit like
good
that.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks, Fauci. Thank you.
How about fire? How about flamethrowers? That'll help kill the COVID at the same time. It's a great idea. Have you looked into that? I've heard it cures fire. What if we shove fire at people?
Listen, I just want to speak before while this is loading. I want to speak to people out there.
It's loaded.
They're having a problem with Biden and their little fucking purity test. Please shove it up your assholes and vote blue. Go fuck yourself.
My hometown, my beloved hometown of Chicago, Illinois.
Hell yeah. Now, Chicago, does that have an issue with a history of racial problems and stuff like that? See, people might not think that because, like me, I just always assume racism is.
I grew up in a neighborhood of.
It's not just the South.
Of a lot of police and a lot of firemen, okay. A lot of Irish.
Okay.
A white Catholic Irish neighborhood of a lot of police, a lot of firemen.
And. Are they woke?
Oh, the racism. I told you when I went back in 2008 to visit.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I went to one of my favorite old pubs and saw a bunch of the people I grew up with that are still in there, that area Some of them are firemen. Some of them are cops. Some of them are, you know, their parents are cops or whatever. And I heard multiple times a variant of, I voted Democrat my whole life, but I don't know if I can vote for an N-word for Barack Obama.
Damn. I see. I lived in Chicago then, and you would walk through like Lincoln Square. You remember Lincoln Square, north side of Chicago, just west of Rogers Park. And you know, you couldn't walk. I remember it was one Saturday. I was just walking around. Great neighborhood. And you couldn't walk one block without a group of people saying, hey, are you registered to vote? Please vote for Obama.
I mean, not on the southwest side of Chicago where I grew up.
But why, man? Why? They got a good life down there on the south side. I mean, you know, lots of bars, restaurants, and shit. What the fuck? Why are they so racist?
According to a report in Chicago, police officers were struggling for some reason to respond to the protests last Saturday.
Okay.
Because hackers managed to jam police scanners.
Oh, shit.
So when the police turned on their radios, this is what they heard. Chocolate Rain, the famous internet meme song from viral from like 2006, 2007 by Tay Zonday. This was the hit of the this video has 126 million views.
Is this like getting Rickrolled?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate Rain.
Wow. I've never heard this. Do I live
you
in a hole?
You must have missed this one, yeah.
Chocolate Rain.
A baby born will die before this in Chocolate Rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate Rain.
There you go.
Wow.
An original song Tay Zonday.
Nice keyboarding.
But that's what was playing.
Yeah.
Over the Popo scanners.
Oh, shit.
Because hackers got the frequencies and were jamming the police radios with Chocolate Rain.
Wow, that's cool. Nerds are going to save us, hopefully.
Oh, here.
How do you even do that? How are you going to hack a...
Oh, my God.
All right, all units, the radio's being blocked. The radio's being blocked. I can't copy anything that you're...
So somebody was playing Chocolate Rain.
Okay, can we have a little bit of a science moment? So a radio, a cop, a police scanner exists on radio waves, right?
Right.
How do you?
You just got to find the right frequency they're using and broadcast on that frequency with a stronger signal to.
How do you get the frequency? Something on your computer?
Well,
you get
when
an app
your scanner
or
will have it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Thank you, nerds.
There you go.
Might have saved some fucking lives. Honestly. More of this, right?
Right. I don't know.
See, the thing
thoughts
is...
Thoughts and prayers.
I really think it's an interesting thing. Well, we're going through a horrible time right now, but I hope what we learn is we don't need the community. We need the community to coexist with the police force from a distance. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to intermingle with the cops is what we're learning. And I don't know. Maybe this helps or something. I don't know.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
And we know you've been waiting to see what's going on with Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, shit, yes.
And he's okay with his $700+ million.
COVID-19! He's the guy that spitting thing.
He blew.
Right. Oh, yes.
This is...
Chocolate Rain.
Kenneth Copeland.
Something that is equally pathetic is people that don't vote.
Agree.
Okay.
This is the mightiest country on the face of the earth. And it is extremely important that we vote and do it according to the leading of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
not just mama taught it and we bought it, you know, or grandma or whoever it was.
What in the fuck is this dirtbag talking? Mama taught it and we bought it. Yeah. Does he think we live in Iran or something, by the way?
No, oh, he's hoping.
We got to vote.
For Christian Iran.
The way God wants us to vote or something. That's what garbage waiting, like
that's
that.
That's what those dominionists are angling for.
Mama taught it, we bought it.
No, you know where I'm going with that.
No.
It's very vital and very, very important. It's important to your own financial welfare.
There we go.
Money.
Well, Brother Copeland, what if I believe God wanted me to vote for this one and the other one won? Hey, you did what you believe before God. That ballot is your seed.
What?
You did what you believe was right, and God will treat you the entire time that that person is in office, whether it's the governor, the president, or a senator, or a congressman, whomever it is. Okay. You need to vote in every race, not just the presidential race. 2 years from now, there's going to be another one. Get in that one. You vote in your city things. You're a voter, praise God.
God.
Amen.
I mean, I agree. I don't want his people voting that frequently,
please.
but
stay home.
We need the 46% of people that stayed the fuck home last time to get the fuck out and vote.
Yeah,
and if that happens, Trump and the entire GOP will be fleshed out.
And that's a good thing. It's honestly
right. Like they're getting a colonoscopy the next day.
I think that's, you know, what is this? I don't even understand what he's talking about. I mean, has Kenneth Copeland lost it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah.
He makes no sense.
You're a voter. Praise God. Amen. That ballot is your seed. And God will treat you the same, and you'll be blessed financially, and you'll be blessed in your body, and you can put a smile on your face and say, glory to God.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, he's really bizarre, dude. Is he saying that he's trying to say, hey, go out and vote for Trump, even though it looks like he's going to lose, because even if you vote correctly, God will note that.
Well, if you vote for godly, if you vote for godly people, you'll make money for some reason.
This is what I think. Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Damn, that's good.
Kenneth Copeland, everybody.
Yay. God, you know, Kenneth, honestly, when you do your thing and you don't do the tongue talking, it's not as compelling. Right?
Well, yeah, maybe.
It's not as entertaining,
Kenneth. He's got to fill a lot of time.
Ooh, yeah. Chocolate rain.
We've got another clip here.
Ooh.
This is from... well, this is very short.
Yes.
President Trump really understands the heart of how important faith is to us as people, us as families, to the nation.
God.
He is a man of great and deep faith
himself.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Paula White.
Shit, yes. God, you know, it's like she sounds like she's struggling to make a point, like it's difficult. Like she's barely finding the words to say Trump is Jesus or something like that. She's also a tongue talker, correct?
Oh, yeah.
People have such a deep hatred for our president.
Oh yeah.
And which means they really hate our country.
No.
I hate that, you.
There's your fallacy right there.
Yeah, yeah. Who is
people
this?
Have such a
So wait, so that means the people that hated Obama hate the country.
Shit, yes, Pat. Oh, wait a second.
Wow.
Oh fuck.
People have such a deep hatred for our president, and which means they really hate our country. And that's
that's exactly right.
The exciting part. You know, so what are the final points? Good person.
I was just going to say, I'm so distraught over everything we see with General Flynn and John, and I sit there and say, you know, how can people just sit back and not recognize that they destroyed a man's life, but really tried to destroy his life to destroy President Trump, which was really destroying all the millions of people that voted for him, which is really destroying the beauty of democracy.
So what about the millions more that didn't vote for him? They always forget that.
Am I listening to...
That's Paula White still.
Wow. And by the way, horrible audio, Paula. Jeez.
She's on a phone.
Yeah. But is she... Am I listening to an extreme bastardization of the transitive property?
First you have to assume that operators are correct that if one equals one,
right? And her operators are
A equals B and B equals C. Well, you have to assume A equals B,
right?
Her A doesn't equal people saying Trump is a fuck does not mean I hate democracy. In fact, it's quite the opposite these days.
Yeah, I mean, you could actually say, I mean, if you were a sane person, you would look at the people that are going out to these protests and braving these cops, and these people that stand up in front of these cops after knowing what they do to them, those people care about democracy.
Right.
Not these fucking cops or Paula White with her bullshit.
This new season of rioting, is the purpose of it is to deflect attention away from Obamagate.
He figured it out.
This is Scott Lively, everybody. Virulently anti-gay activist.
And a genius, Pat. Jeez.
Who somehow believes that all these riots are to deflect away from the big nothing burger of Obamagate.
Right. And I guess this Lively fuckface will explain Obamagate to me.
Deflect attention away from Obamagate. Obamagate is by far the much bigger story. The previous administration, Barack Obama and his entire team, were involved in serious criminal behavior here in the United States and around the world. And everything that has been happening under the umbrella of the Purple Revolution since October or November of 2016 has been a campaign to discredit and destroy President Donald Trump as a means of protecting the Obama team from criminal liability.
So everything that has happened, all of the resist movement, all of everything that's happened has been to distract from or to try to make Trump look bad.
The Purple Revolution, the year that changed everything, 2015, a book by Nigel Farage.
Oh, there you go.
Yay. God.
Let's face it. The enemy we're battling right now in the United States is more organized, better funded. I mean, you understand that in these riots, that these protesters are literally hired by George Soros.
Drink, right?
Oh, my God.
Everybody take a drink. They said Soros.
Find one.
Yeah.
Literally. They're literally hired by George Soros. Find us one.
If all these protesters are literally, there should be a paper trail, right? I'm no forensic accountant, but I would think if George Soros was literally paying all these protesters, there would be a check stub, right? There would be.
If that's the case, I know a lot of people who are upset that they haven't got the check yet.
Yeah. Hey, George, pay up, baby.
I mean, you understand that in these riots, that these protesters are literally hired by George Soros.
Notice how they're really great at conflating. Trump does the exact same thing. Rioters, looters, protesters, all the same.
What is the
protesters sitting on the ground with their hands up saying I can't breathe is the exact same as somebody with a Molotov cocktail tossing it into a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
it's exact same to these morons, these vermin,
a boogaloo fuckface. I mean, and also too, like the way this guy talks, I hear this a lot when we play these right-wing nut job bootlicking fascist fuck faces. They say things like, you understand that, ... And the you understand is usually followed by some insane fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
But why do they phrase it like that? You understand.
It's mind-fucking. It's what Trump does.
I know
it, you know it, everybody knows it.
Because if I feel like for a second I don't know it, I'm not as smart, you're bullying me into...
It makes the weak-minded question that what they believe.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Everybody knows it. I thought it was something different. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know it.
Hired by George Soros. You understand that? That you can go to georgesoros.com and actually see where you can sign up to be a protester. And it's like a pyramid scheme to where if you bring friends, you get paid more money.
It's utterly not
true.
Well,
I'm going to go to georgesoros.com right now.
It's utterly not true.
I want to make some money. Wow, it's just definitely not that. Jeez. Wow.
Meanwhile, you saw that the FBI found, quote, no intelligence indicating Antifa involvement in the May 31st violence.
Wow. Okay. Well, then that's fixed. That's solved, correct? Then we understand. Good. Oh, moving on, guys.
Right.
And then these idiots that see conspiracy theories in every fucking thing, they're like, well, but what about this? And I'm seeing patterns here that don't exist. I'm mentally ill.
So there we go.
Well, we're doing, this is
there's
good.
A quick bunch of little clips.
Yay. Good job.
Of Jesus-y, Trump's Jesus America.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's fascism, right? I mean, this is fascism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when you, yeah. And then, you know, you can say it's fascism and then the dick bags will sit there and debate what your definition of fascism is.
Racism is made up.
Yeah, it's been a while. I feel like it's been a while since we've heard from Coach motherfucking Dave.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer in front of his green screen of an empty stadium.
I have a question. Coach Dave is busy making all these videos. Who is manning the Planned Parenthoods to yell at women getting health care? Who's doing that, Dave?
Do you think they're socially distancing? Well, they're
racism is made up. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say this to the church.
I mean, he's got a point.
Yeah.
That it's a contrived, learned behavior.
Absolutely.
And we've learned that real racism kind of started during the Crusades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where because the peoples of the Middle Ages and stuff like that didn't seem to have a problem with each other until the Catholic Church decided that they needed, those in power decided they were going to use religion to expand their empires.
Yeah.
Because it's all about money and power, of course, not about converting souls.
And that turned out to be a real
problem. So
they
were going to go take on some brown people that happened to be Muslim.
Yay!
And they wanted an easier way to identify who the enemy is.
Skin color.
Right.
Damn. Sure wish they wouldn't have done that.
Racism is made up. I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this to the church.
Amen.
Hey, church, racism is made up.
You better pause, Dave, because you're losing your 47 people in the huddle. Some of them are passing out.
Church, racism is made up. I'm going to say it again. Church, quit biting on the loaf of bread called racism. Hey, church, quit apologizing for racism. As long as you continue to apologize for racism, you are on the wrong end of the stick. Racism is made up. How do I know? Well, National Vanguard, the curious beginning of a useless word. Racism.
National Vanguard is a neo-Nazi organization.
Okay.
That he just quoted.
Yeah, and okay, so there's that. But can we not? I want to address this racist bread thing. I can't leave that. You know, what is this? what is that?
He's got to come up with some metaphors, I guess. And,
I mean, it sounds like
racism is bread that you're gonna munch on.
I mean, I think we have to say flag on the field. I think there's some metaphors being mixed here. Well, I mean adult, quit biting on the racist bread. Okay, what the fuck? Bigoted bagel. That's some good shit.
That's Coach Dave.
Wow, what an idiot. What was he a coach of before he started being a, I don't know, what is he, a hate monger or a fuckhead?
Pastor, hate monger.
Yeah, boy. Race, watch out for
YouTube
that.
Star.
You know, I go for wheat bread, I guess. I be on the lookout for this racist loaf of bread that you're not supposed to bite into. Jeez.
Here's one of my favorite stories.
Okay.
Of religious idiots.
Yes. Jeebus.
This is a pastor.
Yes.
Jeremiah Johnson, self-described prophet.
Right. Jeremiah Johnson.
I don't know if we've played him before. who recently said that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a big rat sent by Satan.
He's actually a rat?
To thwart Donald Trump.
Okay.
Tweeted.
Right.
With the police gumball light emoji.
Oh, shit.
An urgent prophetic alert and warning.
Okay.
Dear saints and leaders. This is on the Facebook.
Yes. Saints.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Saints.
On the night of May 30th, while praying and pacing of the United States in my home at 2 a.m., a demonic entity appeared right before me in an open vision.
Wow.
This type of encounter has only happened one other time at a glory. Oh, excuse me. This type of encounter has only happened one other time when I was ministering in a foreign country in 2015. I've always engaged in this type of spiritual warfare while asleep and dreaming prophetically.
Wow, it sounds like someone needs to share the LSD.
I think he needs, you know, some a sleep clinic, because I don't know how you're getting a lot of sleep if you're if you're busy in spiritual warfare.
Yeah, I think you need some. What do you take? What is that? St. John's root or wort? Yeah, you need some of that.
But rarely, if ever, to this degree while awake. The demonic entity had a visible and deep scar underneath its right eye, but it also had the ability to mutate, or rather change forms. I watched this being morph several times right in front of me, yet the gash below its right eye remained.
What the fuck is this about?
It pointed its finger right in my face and said, I exist to deceive the whole world, just as there are forerunners in the kingdom of God that go before the Son of Man. So I am forerunning... A forerunning spirit in the kingdom of darkness that has been sent before the coming of the man of lawlessness.
God, you know, I just every once in a while have these falling dreams. I don't know what this shit is. This is like some crazy Lord of the Rings shit.
What he goes this? On and on. It says the scar underneath his eye came at the hands of the praying church.
Oh, yeah.
For many of them in this hour have begun to detect our true plans and purposes. So somewhere people are praying and they're wounding him in the spiritual world. Even when he morphs, Ryan, he's got that wound under his eye.
That'll happen, Pat. Even when you morphing into like an animal or what kind of
they're
morphing?
They're supposed to, 1, disrupt systems, 2, divert attention, 3, release chaos. At that point in the encounter, the hair on my body was standing straight up as I had never been told anything like this at length by a demonic entity. Jesus. Suddenly, all I can describe is the authority and mind of Christ came upon me. I pointed my finger back at this demon and demanded, who is the source behind your power and influence? It began to laugh hysterically, a sound that still haunts me. With great rage, this demon answered and roared, the media!
Oh, my God. Damn. It sounds like there's a little too much propane in your moonshine. This guy's nuts.
Excuse me. He did some rebuking and shit. Blah, blah, blah. Fixed my gaze and said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, reveal your agenda.
Yay! Reveal your agenda. It's right here. Fuck yes.
With a sneer, it began to manifest a foul spirit. The first wave I smelled was fear. Ooh. I saw the coronavirus spreading across the world and the spirit of fear attached to it. The second wave of stench the demon manifested was hate. And I saw the cities on fire and racism escalating. The third wave that came was greed. And it was the strongest of all the smells. Well, isn't that interesting?
Greed was. Okay. Damn.
He said in that moment he understood that it's way beyond a virus, beyond racism, police brutality is a diabolical, sinister agenda called greed.
Okay. I'm a little stymied here. Who is this again? I'm sorry.
Well, this is some prophet.
Some dude. Okay.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Right, right. God.
I'm skipping. There's a lot more of this.
A lot of imagery here.
skipping.
Dragons and shit. I'm morphing.
So now he's rebuking. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, we must now begin to target our prayers on the spirit of greed and understand the fight is regarding the finances. The finances behind the virus. Okay. The finances behind the rioting and the looting. The finances taking down the president.
I know where you're going with this, Pat.
Millions are being sold a false report. The African-American race and their justified pain, well, that's amazing, is being preyed on by an agenda filled with greed. The agenda behind the virus and hopes to vaccination and dominate is greed. After this encounter, I finally see it like never before.
Drum roll.
China.
Oh, shit.
The World Health Organization. George Soros. Everybody drink.
Shit, yes. And, I thought I was wrong.
And Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, okay. Bill Gates is the worst out of all that. I thought it was going to go anti-Semitic.
Well, it's the four of them. China, the World Health Organization, George Soros, Bill Gates.
So does George Soros represents the Jewish people, correct?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And
that's
Bill
what they
Gates,
mean. Whenever they go after Soros, they're going after Jews.
But what's Bill Gates doing in all this?
He thinks that maybe we should come up with a vaccine for this.
That makes Bill Gates evil.
And a way that might help that would be to track people who have had the virus.
Contact tracing.
Or have tested immune to the virus or whatever.
Testing.
That would be a way to help.
But it's the sign of the beast or some.
Oh, of course. He wants to inject nanobots.
Damn. You know, I don't have the coronavirus. I don't think. I mean, I haven't been tested, but who knows? And I've heard from people that have the coronavirus. It's pretty fucking horrible. And at some point, you might want the nanobots if it cures it. But it's not nanobots. It'll be a vaccine, right?
Right.
Do we have I just want to understand nanotechnology. Have you read anything about this? Are you up on this nanotech? I mean, can you put nanotech in a syringe and then squirt it in your dick hole?
No, not yet.
Okay. Let me know when that's a thing.
Here in Florida.
That's some crazy shit you just
is,
read. I mean, I,
this
I,
is
I'm
insane. It's like Lord of the fucking Rings.
Why is there a get? It's dumb to ask why. It's something to ask why, but the gash under the eye never leaves, but you can morph, but the gash will still remain.
Because it's people praying, and that demon can't cure itself of that wound of all the people praying that are starting to hurt it.
Okay. Did you watch True Blood? You remember True Blood?
Sure.
You remember the guy, the shapeshifter that could turn into a dog or the fuck ever? So is that what we're talking about, that kind of morphing, or is it a different kind?
He changed into a bunch of things before his eyes.
Right. Okay. So if you morph into a dog, a dragon, or whatever, but you start as a human, correct?
I guess. I don't know.
What happens to your clothes? I mean, do you have to go when you're done morphing and all this shit? You got the gash in your eye. You got to go back
naked.
And get your.
You got to go find clothes.
Seems inconvenient for some reason.
Hi, I'm Benjamin Alexander Thaddeus John Horbovi for Florida Senate District 3.
Oh God.
You can already imagine what's happening.
Oh my God. Hey, Jesus, I know you don't exist and you're just not there and there's nothing, I'm talking to no one, but please, God, please find people to run for office in this fucking state in which the crabs broadcast from that isn't nuts.
This is Benjamin Alexander Horbury.
Boy.
And I'm running for Florida Senate 3.
Fuck you.
And since the coronavirus has us self-quarantined, I can't go door-to-door or be out in the public.
Just so you know, I believe he's a Republican.
Hold on, can I?
You're shocked to learn
that. Is
there
a visual at your station?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got to play it here.
Senate District 3. And since the coronavirus has us self-quarantined, I can't go door-to-door.
So he's sitting in a park somewhere, but he has a couple of props. He's got a megaphone sitting there on the park picnic bench with him, and a ridiculously oversized "Make America Great Again" hat.
You know,
on the table.
Is it? Oh, I thought it was just in the foreground of the shot, and it was a weird perspective. Is it a giant hat?
It's a giant hat that's sitting right next to him.
I hate this shit. These
or be out in the public, or be traveling. Like my patriotic duty requires me to be put on the ballot. So I have to rely on creative ways to get my message out there for you to
participate in your patriotic duty and allow we the people on the ballot. Okay. My name is Benjamin Alexander Thaddeus John Herbovy, and I'm running against a lawyer, a lobbyist, and a Miami law enforcement agent. I am the only U.S. veteran, constitutional, Christian conservative running for this district.
Now, it's been for some reason, he is now backed into the background. He's about 30 feet away using his ridiculous megaphone.
Why?
Theatrics? I don't know. There's nobody in the park.
I appreciate theatrics. I mean, you got to keep it interesting for you. You know, and is he an expert on the Constitution, I guess?
Blue, it's been swamp. It's been corruption. It's been establishment since the 1800s. Allow me to be the patriotic representative and allow me to put my name on the ballot by signing my petition.
Yeah, now he's got, obviously he has his iPhone on the tripod.
God damn, dude.
30 feet away. You can see all the trees blowing.
Is he going
to
win?
Listen to this moron. I can't imagine. He's trying to get on the ballot. You know, he's not even on the ballot yet.
You just said you can't imagine, and that's something we have to guard
how
against.
Foolish.
Because, you know,
yeah, how foolish
the unimaginable tends to happen.
Since I can't come to you, I'm asking you to print up the ballot, mail it in with original signature. And if you so do desire, share a couple with your family and your friends.
What is he saying?
Fucking idiot.
He's saying print up ballots?
He wants, I don't even think it's ballots. I think it's, he needs to get on the ballot. So he needs petition signatures.
Listen.
I know my videos sometimes are a little different. Sometimes a little out there. But I said in the beginning, if you follow my campaign, it'll be the most entertaining campaign.
That's God. Terrifying, but also very intriguing. God. Now I want him on the ballot.
What is wrong with
out
this
there.
Guy?
Some people are calling me radical. Some people are calling me nuts. What?
On the screen, hashtag Tallahassee Swamp Drainer.
Oh, this guy's in Tallahassee?
Because I love America, and I'm not going to let people just destroy it. The city of Tallahassee's mayor has just implemented a curfew. Now, my Polish ancestry roots makes me nervous about that. I am concerned about the virus and the spread and all that. But I'm also very, very concerned of the civil liberties that they're going to be trying to take from us. All right? We the people, we need strong people in this race. And not just this virus. This virus is a symbol of the cancer we have in America called liberalism.
Okay.
The virus is a symbol of the cancer that we have in this country called liberalism.
Listen, if
the virus is a symbol of the cancer we have in this country called liberalism.
Does anybody listening to this show that's close to this guy or something, please reach out to him and offer to watch him or something. Because I think, and remind him to breathe
every 15 to 20 seconds, because I really feel that this man is so stupid.
And I think he needs help.
He can't breathe on his own.
Needs a helper or something. He doesn't seem.
The mental disorder is spreading rapidly.
Agreed.
TDS. So I'm asking, please.
TDS.
What is that?
Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Oh, okay. Good. Well,
one of their go-tos.
Great. Rapidly. TDS. So I'm asking, please participate in the political process, especially Christians. All right? Please print up my ballot, mail it in.
Especially Christians, eh? Especially Christians, eh?
Don't you
want this voice speaking for you in the state house? I'm a genius. Don't you want me making laws and stuff?
Well, I do want this guy speaking in some sort of facility, in some sort of house. I don't know.
TDS. So I'm asking, please participate in the political process, especially Christians. All right? Please print up my ballot, mail it in. I have to collect about 3,500 of them.
Oh, God.
Or pay the fine.
Just wait.
And as a grassroots campaign, I can't afford that right now. But I hate to say it, but Florida, North Florida, I'm your last hope. The lady, Lorraine Osley, voted against the hurricane budget, for late-term abortion, and against adoption education. I will vote the opposite.
Adoption education, I believe, is they don't want
gay people adopt. Why is it called that then? Why would it be called that?
I don't know.
That's
name is Benjamin Alexander
shit, right?
Thaddeus John Herbovy, U.S. veteran, Christian, conservative.
So I don't have this video. But on an interview with The Guardian,
yes,
he said the Horbowy, H-O-R-B-O-W-Y, Horbowy, Horbowy.
Horbowy?
The Horbowys had gathered in Tallahassee, Florida to watch live as Trump walked from the White House to St. John's Church across the street.
Boy!
My mother just shouted out, "Give him strength. He's doing a Jericho walk."
What is
a Jericho walk in some evangelical circles refers to the biblical book of Joshua, where God commanded the Israelites to walk seven times around the opposing city of Jericho, whose walls then came crashing down.
We have a knight to say me
in his mercy.
God damn, boy. He needs a person to hang out with.
But when Trump lifted the Bible up, he said he and his family were overcome spiritually.
Yay.
My mother started crying. She My mother started crying. She comes from a Pentecostal background, and she started speaking in tongues. I haven't heard her speak in tongues in years. I thought, look at my president. He's establishing the Lord's kingdom in the world. All right.
You know, the all right thing is just
me adding that.
I think we just watched someone's Saturday Night Live audition instead of a campaign video. I mean, that's the thing, right? I mean, what law is it where everything is
Poe's law?
Yeah, we're living that. And you know,
where you satire, anything you make, we're living in such crazy times that any satire you make is questioned as to its veracity.
Do you know who Christopher Guest is?
Of course.
Well, yeah, okay. It sounds
Is that a...
Yeah, yeah.
No. Is it a rhetorical question?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm wondering if this is one of his projects. He couldn't
This guy's brilliant, if it is.
God, We're like not too many clicks over. Like, you know, people used to... Didn't they used to kill birds and look at the entrails of birds to interpret the future?
Sure.
We're not that...
You know where I come from. LGBT stands for Liberty, Guns, Bible, and Trump.
Well, you come from a place that is fucked up, buddy. And you need to be in a place where someone helps you.
When the Guardian reporter brought up the killing of George Floyd, Horbowy mentioned, quote, "You know, there's a Bible verse that says we shouldn't talk about evil things. We can just say there's evil and move on. I can't remember the exact verse."
Okay. Well, listen.
And, quote, "I believe this is a president who wears the full armor of God."
Oh, yeah. Well, right. Absolutely. It seems like it. He,
Florida state Senate candidate.
Him or Rick Scott? Who do you pick?
State Senate.
State Senate. Okay. Well, shit, man. He said something that, you know, I read it. I think Louis Gohmert's in the news, by the way. Did you know that?
Oh, is he?
He might have floated a theory that.
Oh, I think the dude was with him.
Floated some like thing that the George Floyd thing is fake.
I thought I saw that. Crisis actors.
And shit like that.
I mean, maybe it was Louis, but I saw. Yeah.
Again, Poe's law. We don't know.
Right.
It could be Louis. Damn. Amazing. Fuck, you know, if you live in Florida, if you live in Northern Florida, if you live in Pensacola, please go to airforcongress.com if you hate Matt Gaetz. And if you're listening to the show, surely you hate the fuck out of Matt Gaetz. Donate to Phil Air if you want to see Matt Gaetz not in, okay. You know, or the dog is done with the fucking podcast. Okay. Did you catch that fly?
Thanks for the kisses.
Did she catch the fly?
I hope not. She's just looking at my nose. Nah, yeah. Fly guts on my nose.
It's protein.
So, yeah, we're so proud here in Florida.
Yay. Good job.
Florida man. I'm not seeing Louis's name coming up in anything that happened today. I think it was, I think there's a picture of the dude that said that shit with Louis.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I kind of saw that story briefly.
God.
Where are we? God, good news?
Oh, sort of, please.
In these tough times?
With a caveat.
The mayor of Washington, D.C.,
Yes.
Has done two pretty fucking awesome things today.
Yeah.
One, she changed the name of, I think it's 16th Street that runs in front of the White House to Black Lives Matter Road or something that.
Wow.
And they were putting the signs up yesterday and today.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, it's one of those commemorative names. They didn't change 16th Street's name. They just put up a commemorative, one of the brown street signs.
Does our president support this?
Who gives a fuck? And also, she has directed city workers to turn like two city blocks into a giant sign. They've painted in yellow, Black Lives Matter, on the street leading up to the White House.
See, I like this because I would like to believe that in this country, most people want police reform and most people don't want our cops lynching someone during the day. Well, clearly people are filming it. Most people don't want to live in that fucked up dystopia.
Muriel Bowser, D.C. mayor, hired these painters to create a mural in bright yellow letters spanning the widths of 16th Street that passes the White House and will be visible in aerial shots during Saturday's massively planned protest that they think is going to have. I mean, I've seen the number million. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Holy fuck.
I think people are like, we're willing to risk COVID to show this motherfucker.
Right.
So there you go. I've seen pictures of it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter.
It
looks like it's almost CG, right?
Fake. It's amazing. That's just that DC mayor. Good.
That's
awesome.
A fuck you to Trump.
Absolutely.
That's the best part.
Fuck you, man, baby. Go fuck yourself. You fucking bunker bitch.
Can't we have her arrested for vandalism on my streets? You know, he's raging. In the bunker, he's probably not in the bunker, but he's raging about it.
Yeah.
All this shit.
All this
news. Coming unhinged.
This doesn't even matter, but we've heard so much about this bunker. Has there been pictures? Because I'm actually, I don't know. What does it look like?
I don't know if there are pictures of the president's bunker or not.
Okay. Just wondering.
There's two tweets in a row. I don't think it was intentional.
Yeah.
John Fugelsang tweeted, Lady G is trending.
And Lady Gaga?
And let me say how much I love it when gay male escorts do the Lord work. Do the Lord's work. And then somebody retweeted Lindsey Graham, who said, I'll be speaking with Neil Cavuto today at 4:10. Tune in.
Well, Lindsey, is he going to answer questions about this?
It just, he had it scheduled to be on with Neil Cavuto.
And Republicans understand that it's not like homophobia, and we're not trying.
It's hypocrisy. We don't give a fuck what he puts in his mouth or other holes.
You're oppressing gay people with your bullshit legislation and your fucking dudes at the same time.
Oh my God, there's a black and white picture of a group of African-American people, and an older woman is holding a sign that says, stop police killing. This picture is 55 years old.
God.
And we're still fucking doing this bullshit.
That is, to the people that just, you know, God, I see all these people, they want to put caveats on these protests. I support the protests, but if they do this or that or whatever, imagine if it was you. Imagine if you were black. Imagine if you have to have whacked out conversations with your children that says you can't trust police, but you have to do what they say. And if you get pulled over, you have to be very careful with what you do with your hands. Why? Because they might shoot you.
Right. They probably might anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
but what kind of, imagine that's a fucked up thing to have to tell your children. That's why Black Lives Matter. God.
I've got a story. This is Trump's America.
Yes.
A little bit.
Right.
Where is it now?
Yes. This is Trump's America. Okay. The America we're in right now where, you know, God.
Oh, maybe I already played that one. Maybe I played the one I was thinking
okay.
of.
Okay, well. Vote blue, everybody, by the way.
I'm in the run section of my spreadsheet. That's the fucking problem. Shit. Here we go. A mayor in California.
Yes.
Southern California.
Okay.
Temecula.
What's that like? That's where you go skiing and there's wine.
Yeah. It's, I don't know about it's Orange County, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, fuck me, man.
Kind of all you need to know.
It's like Alabama, but in California. Calabama.
I think.
Genius.
Temecula is in Orange County. I could be.
I don't know, Pat.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I am incorrect.
Oh, shit.
But it's down there. Okay. Between. Kind of between LA and San Diego, but inland a little more.
Right.
It may be Orange County. So, Temecula Mayor James Stewart.
Stewart. Stewart.
Has resigned.
Bye bye.
Bye,
Felicia.
He swears he has black friends. A Southern California mayor resigned after making a racist statement about black Americans killed by police officers.
Okay.
In an email, he apologized, tried to explain his statement in an email in which he claimed he didn't believe there's ever been a good person of color killed by a police officer.
Okay. Jeez. Boy. How did this guy get elected mayor?
I don't believe there's ever been a good person of color killed by a police officer.
You piece of shit. God. How tone deaf, huh?
Now he's blaming the newspaper. Unfortunately, I did not take the time to proofread what was recorded.
Proofread
I absolutely
recorded.
Did not say that. What I said is, and I don't believe there has ever been a person of color, and I don't believe there has ever been a color... person of color murdered by police on context to Temecula or Riverside County. I absolutely did not say good. I have no idea how that popped up.
But okay. But they did resign though.
Right.
Well, it seems like it popped up then.
You have every right to be hurt and offended. My typos and off the cuff response to an email on a serious topic. So now it's a typo. And now it's an off-the-cuff response.
Oh, wow. It's weird how they're...
There's three different explanations already.
Like the guy with the gash on his eye that kept morphing into dragons and demons, his story keeps
right.
morphing.
I didn't say it. Oh, well, it was a typo. Oh, well, it was an off-the-cuff response.
Oh, somebody hacked my account.
I may not be the best writer, and I sometimes misspeak, but I'm not a racist.
Riverside, right? Have you been to Riverside?
Yes.
You know,
Riverside County.
I've done some stand up there, and definitely you're in Riverside. You're like, God, I hear banjos.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I smell incest.
Yeah. Riverside. You're like, God, am I in Alabama? No offense if anyone's listening from Alabama.
The Alabama story I got.
Fuck.
The black people account for about 7% of Riverside County's population.
Oh, shit.
White as fuck.
And a lot of meth.
Oh, but nearly 18% of deaths while in law enforcement custody.
Oh, shit. Now, that's weird. That's weird, right?
Now, he has resigned, but he did say, I have several good friends who are African-Americans. And they love living here because of how safe it is for them and their family.
Hell yeah! I've been to Riverside. I did stand up at Riverside at a Narcotics Anonymous thing.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Very, you know, fun show, but I got to tell you that no, I don't know. If you're listening from Riverside, I'm sorry. Nobody wants to live there. I don't think so. I don't know, man. Riverside is, I mean, there's a lot of episodes of Cops shot at Riverside. I don't know how to explain
it.
Yeah,
it's, yeah.
It's scary. Sorry.
Yeah, methy.
It's methy and banjo-y and, you know, creepy. I don't know.
Tuskegee, Alabama.
Okay.
You may remember it as the home of the historically black Tuskegee University.
Okay.
Motorists driving along an interstate highway.
Yes.
In a majority African-American county.
Right.
near Tuskegee University,
right,
late last night, found a cross burning on an overpass.
God damn it. What the fuck?
The flaming cross was on top of a bridge over Interstate 85 in Macon County. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson.
Yes.
Said that they are investigating. No suspects or arrests have been announced.
Right.
A gentleman, this isn't the, okay, but a John Bolton.
Oh,
who saw the cross burning while in a car, told the news outlet he saw what looked like a shadow flee from the scene as he ran towards the blaze with two other men that were with him. He then called 911 while one of the guys climbed up on the bridge to knock that cross down.
Yeah.
Good for them. A few minutes later, deputies arrived, helped put out the fire. Once the fire was gone, they saw a tire and a fuel canister had also been set on fire.
Oh, God.
Cross burnings have historically been used by the KKK and other racist organizations,
yeah,
to rally supporters and terrorize black people.
Isn't it easy to figure out who did this? Don't they have CCTV or something like
in the middle of a bridge in Macon County, Georgia, or Alabama?
Well, you know, it's really fucked up. There is a Macon, Georgia.
Yeah.
And there's also a Macon, Alabama. So which metropolis came first? Who's emulating who is my...
The sheriff told the Opelika Auburn News,
oh my God,
that police Opelika just can't let people get away with that.
No, go to the hardware stores, get the receipts of people that bought kerosene and the wood and figure out who the fuck did this, right?
Good luck.
I mean, I'm assuming the cops didn't do this. You know, the cops probably did this.
So there you go. A burning cross.
Damn, man.
On a bridge.
Shit.
In an African-American county of Alabama.
We, dear America, we can do a lot better than this.
We really can.
Are you sure? Fuck. God, I mean, Jesus, fucking racist. I mean, what the fuck? Is it when they don't have any new ideas? They always got to burn a cross. What a bunch of dickheads.
We have an explanation. A little bit in
explanation.
Brain surgeon and neuroscience professor,
okay,
Michael Egnor wrote an article.
Right.
Now get this. He's a brain surgeon.
Cool.
And a professor of neuroscience.
Right.
Who is also a insanely devout Catholic evolution denier. Catholics are not evolution deniers.
Yeah.
That ain't the Catholic vibe.
So this guy's cuckoo. But he's also a brain surgeon.
Who is affiliated with the Discovery Institute.
Air quotes.
A conservative think tank that pushes intelligence design, trying to force that into schools.
Well, intelligent design is... What is that exactly? What is that supposed to mean? Like
that the universe was designed by something, by an intelligent entity. It's an origin story.
We have
the Big Bang.
Oh yeah.
And they say intelligent design.
This is like the guy at the end of Time Bandits.
Right.
Remember that movie?
It's their way of cramming God in there without saying God. They'll say, well, obviously, look at the complexity of these molecules. And look at your eye. You hear that one all the time. Look at the human eye. That shouldn't exist.
Listen, dickhead.
Obviously, it was designed.
I look at the complexity of the universe in which we live, and I say, obviously, the Bible is fucking garbage. Right? I mean, come on. God damn. Fucking stupid. Hey, a brain surgeon, but you're into this shit. What's your problem?
So there's a science author dude, cognitive psychologist, linguist named Steven Pinker, who tweeted something. And this brain surgeon became enraged about this tweet.
Right.
Steven Pinker is an atheist.
Okay.
Steven Pinker tweeted, belief in the afterlife is a malignant delusion. since it devalues actual lives and discourages action that would make them longer, safer, and happier.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Most people agree, right?
Right.
Okay. Shelby, do you agree?
Ignor, the brain surgeon neuroscience professor, Catholic Loon, has written that the coronavirus pandemic has occasioned a pandemic of another sort.
Oh.
Anti-religious hate.
Oh, shit. Fuck no. Oh, fuck.
The irony in Pinker's outburst is twofold.
Yes.
First, Pinker's own ideology, atheism, has been an unrelenting, blood-stained assault on human life since its conception on the world stage in the French Revolution's reign of terror.
Oi, Zutalor! Your father smelled of elderberries!
Which is utter crap, because as long as there have been people pretending there are gods, there have been people around who are like, I don't buy it.
It is a bullshit.
Now, they may not have been able to say it out loud in past cultures.
Because they get fucked up.
Because there were people like this lunatic, neuroscience, brain surgeon.
Right.
He's talking about the reign of terror.
Yeah.
And they're saying, it says here, Pathios, philosophical atheist thought in Europe and Asia provably predates Christianity.
Bam, baby!
By 5 or 6 centuries. We have writings from people.
Bam, motherfucker!
In the late BC.
We are better than Jesus.
By several centuries.
Yeah.
That write about how religion is bollocks.
Jesus, this is our house. We were here first. Go fuck yourself. I rebuke you.
If the symbol for Christianity in human affairs is the Red Cross in the hospital, the symbol for atheism in human affairs is the guillotine and the gulag. Atheism, when it achieves government power, is the most effective instrument of mass homicide in human history. Yeah. And there we go again. Another bullshit conflation of the Pol Pot. Stalin.
Yes.
Oh, look, they killed everybody because they were atheists. No, they killed everybody because they were dictators.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with their religious beliefs at all. And in fact, Stalin cozied up to the church at first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like this guy's into some torture porn or some shit. Yeah, like the rhetoric is very, it sounds like Trump's inaugural speech.
The second irony of Pinker's assault on religious belief is especially relevant to the coronavirus pandemic. COVID-19 arose in China, which is the most atheist nation on earth.
Damn! Is that true, Pat?
It is undeniable that the Chinese scientists and government officials, atheists all, lied and covered up the pandemic, in doing so to spread it to the world.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
So he's saying that the Chinese atheism led them to release this pandemic upon the world.
Well, everybody knows that, of course. Of course, yes. Well, we figured that out now, right? Problem solved.
He wrote this shit in a
neurosurgeon,
in a
right?
Paper, yeah.
He wrote it in a paper.
So, I mean, it just goes to show you that like people like Ben Carson, you could be a brilliant surgeon and even a brilliant neuroscientist and still be a fucking lunatic.
I don't understand.
Crazy
Christian
fraud believer.
I don't know how you go to medical school, but still, I mean, there must be some amazing compartmentalization going on in this guy's.
How do you deny evolution as a brain surgeon and a neuroscientist?
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean you can't cut on someone's brain and believe that Adam created a person by pulling a rib out of this.
Who is it
we're
talking to that were like, you know, doctors and surgeons, they're mechanics.
I don't remember.
They're mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like saying,
I think it was Dr. Mike.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Oh, that's right.
Who was talking about surgeons and what assholes they are.
Yes.
And he's like, they're just mechanics. They're just mechanics.
That's funny.
They're really good mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, yes.
And they're good at what they do. But
do you think they have to...
That doesn't give them any imprimatur to
But they don't have to believe in evolution to.
Well,
to
that's the thing. That doesn't. Obviously, crazy. They don't have to care about any other scientific facts.
Fucking wackos.
Except what's under the hood of your head.
Ooh.
We got to go very quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.